The program, New York, New York, scheduled for this time, will be delayed for several minutes. This is the Voice of America broadcasting worldwide. At this time, we bring you a progress report on the flight of Apollo 14. Here is VOA correspondent Rhett Turner reporting from the NASA Spacecraft Center in Houston, Texas.
Well, the last excursion of the moon, the second walk on the moon by astronauts Al Shepard and Ed Mitchell, occurred 2 hours early. It was decided in consultation between the astronauts on the ground and Mission Control in Houston that they would arise from a sleep and rest period 2 hours early in order to have a better chance to accomplish all of the objectives of the lunar surface analysis, the geological sampling that had been planned. So at this moment, at this time on the original flight plan, the astronauts were scheduled to be getting back inside the spacecraft, and as a matter of fact, they have been inside for an hour and a half now. They went outside for 4 hours, 45 minutes, loaded their mobile equipment cart, the MET, the transporter, the little rickshaw device, and then started east up what turned out to be a sizable hill to the top of Cone Crater. This Cone Crater is a lunar feature which has been very, very interesting for years to geologists. They felt if astronauts could land in the Frommaro Highlands and examine such a crater, which had scooped up material from down deep around lunar bedrock, that possibly the oldest material in the moon could be found. Well, we had reports from Al Shepard and Ed Mitchell that indeed some new material had been brought back, put in the sample containers and brought back to the lunar module, and that it appears that we have some very, very different matter for the scientists to analyze than that which was collected from either the Sea of Tranquility by Apollo 11 or the Ocean of Storms by Apollo 12. Now, the astronauts are now back inside the lunar module. The EVA has been completed over an hour and a half ago. Alan Shepard and Ed Mitchell are quiet as far as radio communication with the Earth goes. We haven't heard anything for quite a while from them. They are in the process of cleaning up inside the lunar module, stowing away the priceless lunar rocks for the scientists, all the cameras and equipment which they have used during their two almost five-hour excursions of the moon, and then soon they will be preparing for liftoff. That liftoff will come between 18 hours 30 and 19 hours GMT. We'll be on the air from Houston here to bring you a play-by-play description of it as it occurs, as the lunar module Antares lifts off the surface. That's at 18 hours, 30 GMT, when we will be back on the air for the liftoff of Antares from the surface. This is Rhett Turner in Houston.
We will continue to bring you frequent reports on the progress of the flight of Apollo 14 on our regularly scheduled Voice of America programs. Our next special Apollo 14 worldwide broadcast will be heard at 18 hours, 30 GMT, the ascent from the moon.
This is the Voice of America broadcasting from Washington. Here is the news. Astronauts Alan Shepard and Edgar Mitchell have completed man's longest moonwalk, over 9 hours, and are now back in their lunar module preparing to start their return voyage to Earth. They explored for more than 4.5 hours Friday, and about that time today in the Frommaro Highlands. They collected all kinds of rocks and soil samples and set up an elaborate nuclear-powered science station. Their explorations are considered the most intensive and ambitious made thus far on the moon. Scientists are especially interested in Frommaro because it may have rocks as old as the solar system itself, thousands of millions of years. Their one big disappointment was not being able to reach the rim of a crater named Cone, some 130 meters high. As they climbed higher and higher on the boulder-strewn slope, they became progressively more exhausted. They breathed heavily, and their heartbeats nearly doubled. The temperatures inside their spacesuits went up to around 30 degrees centigrade. Mission Control in Houston advised them to stop about two-thirds of the way up. Now Shepard and Mitchell are stowing their equipment and their rock and soil samples. These will keep scientists on Earth busy for years to come as they seek to unravel the mystery of the origins of the Moon, the Earth, and the solar system. In a few hours, the astronauts are to fire the ascent engine of Antares to leave the Moon and rejoin the command ship Kitty Hawk for the long voyage home. The Voice of America will broadcast that rejoining and the blast-off from the Moon's surface. The Soviet Union says its Moon robot, Lunokhod, will begin its fourth exploration of lunar space later today, one day ahead of schedule. The Soviet robot is operating in the Sea of Rains area, several hundred kilometers north of Fra Mauro Highlands, where America's Apollo 14 astronauts are exploring the moon's surface in person.
Again, a man on the moon. Ignoring a computer that mistakenly advised the astronauts to abort their attempted moon landing, Apollo 14 Commander Alan Shepard piloted the wingless spaceship Antares to the lunar surface Friday as cabin mate Edgar Mitchell read out altitude and rates of descent.
40 feet, 3 feet per second, 30 feet per second, looking great, 20 feet, 10, 3 feet per second, contact now.
New stop, brake, pro, auto.
We're on the surface.
Okay, we made a good landing.
Some 5.5 hours later, after suiting up in life support gear, astronaut Shepard climbed down from Antares, the fifth man to walk on the lunar surface.
Okay, Al, beautiful. We can see you coming down the ladder right now. It looks like you're about on the bottom step. And on the surface. That's the effort, old man.
Okay, you're right. Al is on the surface, and it's been a long way, but we're here.
Looking around, the 47-year-old astronaut described the landing site as very impressive. Both he and fellow astronaut Ed Mitchell said the terrain was more rugged than they had anticipated. Unlike the Eagle and the Yankee Clipper, which landed in basin-like regions of the moon, Antares settled in the lunar highlands, known as the Fra Mauro Hills. With a two-wheel cart and a variety of geological equipment, the two astronauts took on the role of space-age prospectors, gathering rock and dust samples from the foothills for scientific study. They spent more than 9 hours gliding across the lunar surface in two excursions from the landing craft, and they concentrated primarily on an ancient crater some 1,000 meters from their base. Known as Cone Crater, it is believed by geologists to hold valuable clues to the moon's origin. Astronaut Alan Shepard, commander of the Apollo 14 flight, is the oldest of the American astronauts, 47, thus prompting the comment when he stepped down on the lunar surface, "Not bad for an old man." He was one of the original astronauts in the American space program, was grounded temporarily by an ear problem, but finally made it back to flight status. As Captain Shepard sped toward the moon this week and the fulfillment of his 10-year-old dream to walk on its surface, a newsman pointed out that something is lacking in the American space program. At a Houston news conference, the reporter put this question to astronaut Jack Swigert.
How about a lady astronaut? We ever going to get one?
Someday, as a bachelor, I hope so.
This is Harry Monroe in Washington, inviting you to join us again next Saturday at this time, when the Voice of America reviews events of the next 7 days on This Week.